Good morning, everyone. So Deacon Su Yun has given thanks for Deacon Diana, and we pray that her Auntie Diana's prayer will be fulfilled. Today we will be having the service for her wake. So today, this is the month of May. From today until the end of May, we have a series of family messages. I think family is those that we love. And it's also the biggest challenge for many of us. Maybe it's just our marriage, children, or parents. So when there are problems, it's quite unbearable. But we must have this assurance. But the perfect will of God, God's will is not for those people who are closest and are most loved to be our pain, source of pain. But of course, there are things which is not ideal happening in them. God will surely want it to be our prayer and our perseverance, so it becomes our testimony and a crown. We only have a short time on earth. So only a small percentage of the people will have blood ties with us. So if we do not have the strength to bless them, it's a pity. Some people are very successful in their career. Some people have achieved great ministry, but in terms of blessing their own family, the family needs and their weaknesses, but they turn a blind eye from it. In terms of loving the neighbor, they have not done their duty. So when I prayed for the family messages, where should I start from? Immediately. Today is Mother's Day, so I must say a few things to bless the mothers. We know that the whole world is celebrating Mother's Day. Father's Day is not so much. In the Western world, there's a Grandparents' Day and Siblings' Day. Everyone is focused on Mother's Day. Why is Mother's Day so important? Many kids buy presents for their kids. They have lunch, meals together. They see a lot of words of thanksgiving. This is something we need to do today. Or maybe last week or this week, or we start doing this. Why are mothers great? Because mothers have this sacrificial love. Or as mothers, you know. Fathers also know. They have to carry the baby for 10 months and then give birth to the baby. You train yourself to just take care of the child. This feminine love is very meticulous, so that they can take care of the child till the end. It's not just when they are young. Till they grow up, they will still focus on them. Even if they are always concerned for their children. This is the love of the mother. So the fathers, relatively, it cannot be compared. So now the mothers, so sometimes the mothers will say, you need to help me, you see, I'm so busy. But the fathers will say, yeah, now everyone is celebrating Mother's Day. Is it when a person becomes a mother, really, really, after 10 months, does her love become great after, you know, she has a child? So when a child, so they are receiving love, so suddenly she conceived, and after through 10 months, and then the labor pains, and then after deliver the child. In this process, from and then enduring the pain, and then after that giving birth to the child, her love has changed. Previously, she has been receiving love. Now she needs to give love. Previously is to receive and receive. Now is to give and give. A woman, so from a lady who is scared of scared of dirt, scared of pain, now she is a transformed woman. There's a very steep learning curve from a tender. They become stronger from something, from someone who always asks and demand. Now she becomes someone who sacrificial. This is what when God created a woman, it is something God injected into, so she has enough sufficient strength to create to take care of a child. This is amazing and this is great. But one important thing, from a human perspective, this is the great thing God is doing. When after men have sinned, we have sinful nature. In our sinful nature, in this strong motherly love, because although the parent love is great, but because they are tainted by sin, after some very strange, they will be so obsessed with the child, becomes depressed. Some mothers become and start to quarrel with those people who care for the child. Why do you treat my child this way? And they start to have differences with, because actually God has made her a great woman, but because of this strong love, but some women after giving birth, they do not want to take the responsibility of a child, so they escape. So she resisted the duty God has given woman, and then hand off to the helper, hand off to the mother, and then devote her whole life into work or other things that she wants to. The motherly love that is supposed to arise in her suddenly becomes dissipated. So if the child loses this care of the mother until 16, 17, they are thinking, independent thinking, all this, actually they really need a mother. Of course, the father, the husband needs to lead and give the direction, but to spend time, the person needs to spend more time, it is really the mother. And help the child to give the right values and logical thinking. This is something that the mothers need to do. We know that Mr. Lee Kuan Yew, when he raised three children, he's the leader. The wife is a lawyer, but he told his wife, we cannot be both busy every day after. When you have for lunch break, you must go home and really talk to the child, so that they will have security in their hearts. Even the people of the world knows the importance of father, but some people also want to shirk this responsibility. Some mothers indulge indulge their child, they protect them, refuse to correct them. Yesterday during the English service, I gave the example of Isaac and Rebecca. How do you Rebecca taught Jacob how to steal the blessing of God? Bible just gave us not only the positive examples, also the negative examples. Some parents, they put all their attention on the child, and then they don't care about other children. Before the children, they will be Sunday school teachers, they will be caring for other children. After they have a child, only the own child's need is their needs, only the pain. So they become very narrow-minded. They give up everything, give up their work, give up the serving, give up Sunday school, and only just focus on her own child. But when God enabled a woman to be able to carry a baby for 10 months, it's just not for you to just take care of your own child, but also you are supposed to develop this empathy for other parents. This child, the parents are divorced, and this parent, they are not being cared for. When you see such a child, you should feel stirred to want to help these children. You should just have this empathy, this kind of compassion for, is something you want to. If it's not this, so if you just focus on your own child, you're supposed to have this selfless and enduring love, it becomes narrow-minded and selfish love. These are very tragic things. It's not just in the world, but even in the church, we see such things happening. If a woman becomes a mother, is her love automatically very great? Not necessarily. Some of us, they want to have children, so you have a lot of pressure. Externally, you are worried for your child. Internally, you have selfish desire for your child. You may not let go. Every time I pray for my children, when before God, I always see a mirror. I ask the Lord, don't become a very common father. I know my calling. I know when I got married, I immediately have 3 children and have a lot of experiences. When I raise them out, I have a lot of experiences. When I raise them this way and introduce this, I started the church. There are many children in the church, all kinds of background. Lord, do not let me be narrow-minded. Help me to bless many children because of these children, so that I can understand the needs of all the children. Every time my children has problem, not make me just be focused on the child, but to have this mission to this. So I must reflect on how these children have brought me joy and sorrow. Use all these experiences to sanctify me and use me. If you pray, then if you pray this way, you have fulfilled the meaning of why God gives you a child. A lot of parents, when the child is excellent, the child is disobedient. When the child is not very is there, if the child is not very brilliant, then you ask him, then you decided that he wants to be a pastor. The most excellent child you want to sacrifice to the Lord. When you want to give birth, it has a lot of pain. So every time you have this idea that if the child is very outstanding, you start to have dreams and desires for him to be doctors and lawyers. Because of our because of your sinful nature, you have a pain upon pain. God needs to strengthen us, use His word to enlighten us. As parents, if you never hear of the word, you would think this is fatherly love, this mother love, then you may not know that it's very selfish in the eyes of God. There will be some trials along the way in the marriage. There's a pain of parenting. And when we are older, you have in all these things, when you have a parent, when you have different problems in the family, you will slowly, then you start to ponder about what's the purpose of God giving you a family. Besides encouraging, we encourage the mothers. What should I say? God, for the beginning, for the first message, as someone who looked to the Lord, a woman who endured anguish by looking to the Lord. I think many of you know her. I want to say this. She was blessed before she became a mother. She has a lot of the pain is before she conceived. I will mature. Once I have a child, I will mature. I will become another person. If you are not blessed before you have a child, after having a child, you will not also not be blessed. After you have a child, one or two or three, the pressure comes, your sinful nature will explode. If you cannot endure the pressure, you will start to give pressure to your spouse. Some parents cannot endure the pressure of parenting, and then the marriage, there will be problems in the marriage. A woman, before she had a child, God allowed certain things to happen to her, some trials. She looked to the Lord, and all through this, and then God used this woman and give birth to Samuel. Who is this? It's Hannah. This is the story of Hannah. How she endured anguish in face of the Lord. We must first receive this before you can pray for your family. 1 Samuel. So, first Samuel. There was a verse 2. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. If you have no God, when things happen, some people, there is a God factor, because if you know God, if there's a trial, you know that there's a God factor in His sovereignty, in this good God, in this sovereignty, there's a something. When God recorded this, verse 6, because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, because there is God, there's hope. Because God is righteous and loving in His sovereignty, there must be important things. How many people can know God's perfect will? And through this, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her, so when Hannah, when the rival provoked her till she wept and would not eat, her husband Elkanah would say to her, "Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?" The husband wants to comfort her. When the husband sees the wife crying, we have said all kinds of comforting words. Whether we truly comfort them is another thing. Verse 9. When they have finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli the priest was sitting on his chair by the doorpost of the Lord's house. In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. And she made a vow. "Your crying must bring you before the Lord. Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me and not forget your servant but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life and no razor will ever be used on his head." It's a Nazarite. So she prayed for a Nazarite. It's someone who is set aside. You must be careful where your pain leads you to. Some people are never stirred by their troubles. But when your pain comes and brings you before God, and so that you face the Lord, "What's my purpose of having this child? What's my purpose of wanting? What's my purpose of getting married?" You bring before God when you ask, and then the Holy Spirit will enlighten you. Everyone has a child. Everyone is going to... What kind of person do you want to become like that? Hannah? I want to... It's just to satisfy woman instinct. Everyone wants to have a descendant. "Lord, I want a child who is set apart and so to be used by you." And after the child has grown up, she left him at the temple. So this is she kept on praying to the Lord. Jenna was praying in her heart. Her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine." This priest is terrible. You cannot tell whether a person is drunk or praying. "Not so, my Lord," Hannah replied. "I'm a woman who is deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord. Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I've been praying here out of my great anguish and grief. Eli answered, Go in peace, and may the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him. May your servant find favor in your eyes. And he went away and ate something. And her face was no longer downcast. What a blessed woman. She encountered God. She received the comfort of God and struggled with God and want to wholly rely on the Lord. God did not comfort her with the child first. God used her voice and her presence to comfort her first. And she was liberated. Brothers and sisters, if you read 1 Samuel, it's a very exciting book. It's a book that leads to the age of kings. Before Samuel, it's the age of judges. There are 12 judges and the failure of Israel. When we enter 1 Samuel, then that is the coming of the age of kings. In a lot of incidents happen. It's like Samuel, one of the great prophets of Israel, and he defeated Philistines. The enemies dare not attack Israel. Samuel, Mizpah, they repented. He led the whole nation repent to repentance. This is what the 12 judges were not able to do. David appeared, the shepherd boy, and how he defeated Goliath. And then escape Saul's persecution. Before, and all the great things David has done before he became a king, his righteousness, it's all recorded in 1 Samuel. The beginning. But it's not talking about the beginning of Samuel is not about all these kings, but it's talking about this woman. When we read the Bible, we like to read the heroic stories. We thought these are the important things. There's battles, but it's a woman who is in anguish. The trials and challenge she faced is not less than the battles faced by the other heroes. She has three great pains, three anguishes or hurts, and how she. The first thing. Because she has no child, everybody would think, because she doesn't have a child. It was a situation. If your trial is from God, God has a sufficient grace for you. You want to get married, but I'm single. So maybe there's some. I want to have children, but no children. I have children, but my child is not obedient. But in the process of this, still. In her situation, in such there's an adversary. The husband has two wives. So one wife can so naturally. But she cannot have. In this, in her adversary attacked her, humiliated her. And in her pain, and made her feel shame and anger. And who's in our situation? Sometimes the enemy, through man, through environment. So sometimes Satan give us insinuation. You see your child like that. You see your marriage is like this. You see your this age, you're not married yet. All these words. These few years, no Chinese New Year. These few years, no Chinese New Year. People, some people are happy. They don't ask these questions. Some of the trials God gives to us, such a unique trial, is something between us and God. But we have adversary always to provoke us. We must remember this. God sees all this. Hannah, a weak woman, she has to endure all this. The second thing is the husband. If you have such pain, who do you look for? You look for your husband. You look for your husband. The husband. The husband say, "Oh, the EQ is not so good. He is a nice person. He isn't. Doesn't have empathy. Do not understand her pains. So sometimes a woman is single. You and some people are comfort her and say, "Aiyah, why are you so upset? There are so many people who love you." So I live with them and I live with him. I live with him half my life and every. That's the second pain. The third pain is, and when she wants to pray, and she's a God-fearing woman. This Eli cannot. She thought that she is misunderstood her. Some people they want to get some spiritual leaders to receive some comfort, but then did not hear. They misunderstood me. There are such things as well. I believe I'm not God also. I cannot understand your situation. And Hannah, why did the Bible keep emphasizing her anguish? We thought that she has no child. Just give her a child. Sarah, like Sarah, Rebecca, just give her a child. Our child is not so difficult. We have a spiritual enemy. We have adversary. There are some things even our closest person cannot understand. After I'm married, my other half will become my help. He become your accuser. You thought the other half, it becomes your pressure when you want to serve, and then when sometimes you want to serve, they become a stumbling block. So when and all this is pain is put into one woman, why her life testimony is greater than is all the warriors who conquer enemies, all these things. Something that not many people can endure, the odd anguish God has put in her. And it stir her heart to the point. Her she cannot receive any comfort from people. She's weeping. After weeping, she knew that only God. And he, this is the greatest thing. She prayed. And she made a wish. And she understood the will of God. And she asked, and what she asked for is aligned to God's will. Maybe she did not think that her child will become a great prophet. When in what she has experienced and in the level she can understand with a pure heart, come before the Lord. Give me a Nazarite. Take away my shame. To be my judge, to be my defender, to take away my grievances. Pray in such a way. How do we see the story of Hannah? Very often, don't just say woman, even the men cannot, people who serve the Lord, when they are not happy, they quarrel with others. When things are not going well, some things happen, they just discourage, they just leave. They don't want to end. They want to take. Why I serve, you give me this. Why you, God, why you never help me? Why you never bless me this way? I serve you, or you must make my family happy. When you want to serve this way, don't talk about serving. And at some point, so sometimes you have when you have health problem, you cannot even preserve harmony in the family. In this era when a child and so influenced by all things in the internet, and when he grows up in his teenage year and all the rebellious, when they grow, after the first harmony, when two sinners wants to get used to each other, your habits, your thinking and my thinking, your parents and my parents, your needs and my needs, after the honeymoon, you will see that there will be a lot of challenges. A lot of divorce are in the first 5 years. If you have three kids like this, and give you the pressure from the kids, and then start to not talk to each other and just care about the kids. And then there's a lot of disappointments. A lot of marriages in this great big environment. And also, and because innerly we, in our inner heart, we did not rely on the God. And when child grows up in this environment, there's some challenges. When we say we want to pray for the family, have a vision. So God give you us a story of a woman that endured anguish, Hannah. When we don't see how she's a great woman, the work. She is a foreshadow. She foreshadowed the coming Messiah. He was betrayed. He was a foreshadow. David he was a king. So he's a shadow of a future as a woman. So it's very hard for us to see a woman as a foreshadow. How did she foreshadow the coming Messiah? The Word became flesh and came to a world that opposes her. He created the world, but the world did not recognize him. He has adversary. And Satan, through King Herod, after he was born, King Herod wanted to kill him. And then 40 years, he was tempted in the wilderness. In his family, his family did not understand his mission. So he, when he stayed on the temple, when he started to serve, all his brothers did not trust him. Even the disciples misunderstood him. Before he went up the cross, they still do not understand what Jesus want to fulfill. And they thought that the Lord will bring about a kingdom on earth. And then he was betrayed. Rejection. He faced all the rejection of men. She took the weight of our sin, and the Father turned. For a moment, the Father turned away from his eyes. He is the Savior of humanity. And he's the victor. Only he can save us. So great person, great people in the character, but no one is greater than him. It's all foreshadowing Messiah. We know Jesus Christ, when he comes, when he showed us his wonderful life testimony. Sometimes we bring a small problem, we have a family problem. What did God say? What do you see? Do you see? It's not so simple. In what great things God is doing in your life, so that you can also have the heart of God. So sometimes we go through, because when you are serving the Lord, you see there are family problems. You must see Christ. You don't feel self-pity, but you must see God. You must reflect on the time when he lived on earth. In such suffering, he was rejected by men. How he continued to fulfill the mission of God. So when you pray for your family, you must remember this. You must turn your eyes to the Lord. This is the beginning. Mothers, take care of us. Unless you are not a normal mother, most mothers, fathers, we will sacrifice for our children. But from family, there's a lot of unceasing troubles come to us. After when we are old, you have illnesses here and there. You will feel like you're bothering the family. Then they may have grumbles. When the family, I tell you this, some of us have not gone through this, we may not know. There are some points we will reach in our life. Some family, everyone is healthy, suddenly someone is ill. One person is ill. When that happens, this so close to you, there's a blood ties, because cannot move, cannot have to bring as a medical fees and all these things. He cannot take care of himself. You have this thing too busy. Who wants to put in the time? Just because of one person who is sick in the family, all the selfishness, all the sinful nature will be manifested. You must remember, in that small, in the short time, you must live before the Lord. You must pray to the Lord, help me in this temporal battle, help me to live out the most glorious testimony. This family with a blood ties in the most difficult moments, how do I help him, comfort him, and meet his needs? When I'm in my 20s, when I just got married, we were healthy. Parents were healthy. 30, I got children. 40s, my parents becomes older. My father recently. And still can play badminton two years now. And he's very weak now. But because it's a Parkinson's. When he comes in 11:30, so when he sits behind, he leans on the wall. You just come to church. As a son, my brother is in Japan. We have three sons. We are not so. Because my mother is also old, still have to take care of a niece. When I see my father, when he becomes weaker and weaker and slower, when you want to walk, you need to wait. It's very hard for them to move. When get out of the car, it takes very long. If she doesn't do physiotherapy, he needs to go to the gym. Once he don't do it, and he will be lying on the bed. Everything is slow. Do you ask? My mom is also busy. I told myself, at this time, I'm so busy in church, I must ask myself, he is a father given by God. From young to old, no matter how he raised me up, I have this compassion. In this last few years, how can I help him? I told my wife, once a week I just go to the library. Once she goes to physiotherapy, I bring my computer, find a library and do my stuff and focus on when there's a lot of time that needs to be. In this time, then what happens when the kids also have problems? So you then they are disobedient or they are in the teenage years. They wayward. You need to monitor them. Some sisters told me, well, I need to watch my... Once you never watch over, then they will start to do things. I told my wife, you take care of the young one, I take care of the old one. And through this, I asked myself, in this time will surely pass. My parents will be no longer... One day my kids will grow up. There's only this time, just few years, we need to endure. What I'm trying to say is, the proof is not eternal. Sometimes, it's just this, your work is very busy, but you have your children. Just that, in a very pressure cooker, and God refine you for 2-3 years. And He expand you as a vessel. Use fire to refine you this as a vessel. You are very, and then you have no choice but to, you will pray more. Your concentration in your prayer will be more effective in your only in that situation you will have the kind of prayer. I do what I like to do. You hang out with people you like. You can do. Why will you pray? You just pray and then say, give me a peaceful life and glorify you. But you do not know what is trial. You do not understand. You cannot build this resilience. You cannot go through the process of going through trials. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Why do I want to say this? I can tell you a lot of tips about how to do, but can you endure it? Why you cannot endure? Of course, you have no God. You cannot endure. Second, if you escape, you grumble, why like this? And then you don't know why. And then you have this. This is not the way. God is using you as a vessel. And He is refining you, molding you, so that He can use you. Hannah's story tells us, this woman, how God refined her. It's not a common... It's not the kind you have a child, you worry for the child. Even before she had a child, how God refined her. Refined her life. And she gave birth to one of the greatest prophets in Sam. Who is she contrasted with? So first few chapters, Hannah, who is the contrast? Eli, priest Eli, high position, is well esteemed and a woman who cannot even conceive. The contrast, can you see? Hannah rely on the Lord and go through this suffering. And God enabled her to have Samuel. And how he praised. Chapter 2, you see her praise and her thanksgiving. The whole song of Hannah, you can see. She's not thanking God for God satisfying her needs. she praised God because of he praised God of her his faithfulness. That God talks about how God is righteous and help praise God for God's character. And then he talk about the anointed one. Because he's a foreshadow, it could be foreshadowing, could be talking about Samuel, David, or even a future Messiah who will be coming after. So through Hannah, God wants to raise a king that is a man after his own heart. Such a woman, through her mouth, she can have this prophecy, Hannah, after she had a child. And she fulfilled her part of her promise. I changed my mind, God. I need to keep her with me. After she... This is something I talked to the wife about. And she, so true. Eli cannot hear the voice of God. Eli, two sons, when they were priests, they show contempt to the offering, and then they did evil things. Eli scolded them. Should not reprimand the son. So if men offend God, other men there's a judge, then some parents will just say, don't do this, go to church, you must pray. After you say, what should you do? After they not do, you must, we want to be friend, we don't want to spoil the relationship. Talk is cheap. Everyone can talk. Eli, if the child should have removed them from their position, he has some, but still let the children to serve. There's a lot of things you need to ponder in this family message. A lot of teachings. They do not want to have children bear the consequences. They do not know the consequences. They have no sense of responsibility. Two children then continue to sin. And when they want to fight the enemies with the Ark of Covenant, and then when Eli, they were killed by the enemies, and Eli heard these things and he died also. And he raised Prophet Samuel and then used Samuel to anoint David. Brothers and sisters, no matter, we must remember the promises of God no matter what situation our family is in. The endings are different. The children that they raise are different. Eli, two sons, after they perish, Samuel, he became the prophet Israel, and then led the whole of Israel to go back to God. It's a change of dynasty. When you look at the 12 judges, there are many heroic characters. There are many competent leaders. Samson, there's also Samson. Samson who is a... No one can save Israel because they did not repent. God can send strong men, can give you. God didn't, because if the people repent because of their sin, God's compassion will be with them. God did not just send fire and wind just to help you to solve all your problems. This is why Samuel has to, because someone who hears and can use the word of God to rebuke the people, such a prophet needs to appear. But this prophet, who did he come from? From a woman, a godly woman who endured all anguish, and then relying on the Lord, came from that. And Samuel changed the whole fate of Israel. The family, if you want to have children, want to get married, you must, what kind of children, what kind of marriage you want to get into, you must ask this thing. After we have fallen, because of sin, the sin will continue to grow. Who will save? Who will save this era? Who will share the gospel? Every year, I have these conferences because I'm very concerned about the next generation. I see the temptations that they receive. They are great temptations. Oh, a lot of youth, they are a lot depressed. They feel like committing suicide. And then after they leave home, and then I ask, in such a situation, how do I protect them? How do you want to protect him? You can't even take the phone out from him. From now, how do you educate the child? All this has to do with marriage. And we can talk about this next week and the following week through the story of Hannah. Let this be impressed on our hearts. Do not be discouraged by the problems in your family. It's a temporal thing that God will use to refine us. When you know this, you restore the prayer of Hannah, and then we know how to. Then next session, preacher later will be preaching on how do you pray for family members who refuse to change. We are totally disappointed. The person who don't change. But how does God want us to lead, to pray for them? Every session is different. Lord, we give you thanks. You use your word to encourage us so that we receive strength again. We receive hope. We know that you show favor to the humble and you oppose the proud. There are many self-righteous people in their world, and they thought that they will use their own ways and they will have a blissful marriage and have outstanding kids. Help us to see. Lord, you thank you for you see how you use a woman who endured anguish and how he has victory by relying on you. We must walk out from all the delusions that the world is giving to us. Our vision must turn to you, must turn to Christ. We want to give you thanks. And through these family messages, you strengthen us. We give thanks We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.